Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Day Freedom Died, The Colfax Massacre, The Supreme Court, and The Betrayal of Reconstruction by Charles Lane, performed by Jim Bond. For my family, Kathy, David, Nina, and Johanna. In law, what plea so tainted and corrupt, but being seasoned with a gracious voice obscures the show of evil? William Shakespeare. The law cannot be enforced when everyone is an offender. Chinese proverb. Author's note. Terms such as Negro and colored, as well as mulatto, are used throughout most of this book. I understand that these words are obsolete and that readers may find them repellent. No offense is intended. Rather, I employed them because I could see no alternative. Practically all Americans, regardless of their race or their views about race, employed them during the period covered by this narrative. They pervaded the speech and writing of the times. I felt it would have been anachronistic and, in a sense, untrue to the story to use the preferable modern term African American. Prologue. At 10 o'clock in the morning on March 4, 1873, Inauguration Day, the President and First Lady emerged from the White House and headed for their carriage, a grand four-wheeled barouche pulled by four horses. Washington was draped in red, white, and blue flags, pennants, and bunting. Bull triumphal arches, fashioned out of intertwined flags from around the world, spanned the streets. Pennsylvania Avenue, swept clean, stretched like a...